ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of the Two Thumbs Up podcast. We're back into the action here with Ducky the Gamer, and it's not going to be a super long podcast today. Over the span of the week, there wasn't really a ton happening across mobile gaming, but today we actually have seen some people get their first access for the Warzone Mobile Alpha. Even though they weren't supposed to, people have started posting gameplay. So we're going to be talking about that and giving our reactions to what we've seen. Obviously, we can't show you guys the gameplay because it's under NDA and we're not trying to get sued by a multi-million dollar corporation, but we are allowed to talk about it. So, Ducky, any words before we hop into the action?
I'm just going to say, I want to say one thing that I feel like I shouldn't have to say. If you guys have access to this game and you want to have your social medias remain intact after you're done with this beta, don't post any content. I haven't even seen much, but I guess it's because they've been doing a good job of taking it down. But Bobby, you were saying that was it on YouTube or Twitter yesterday that you saw a clip and now it's gone.
Oh yeah, the first gameplay that got posted and the one that you sent me that was linked on YouTube. So I think it's that same 2 minute clip that's been posted a bunch of different places, but the original guy that posted it on Twitter, the video's already been taken down. That's going to continue to happen for pictures, videos, anything besides information about the alpha is just going to go ahead and get taken down. So I wouldn't recommend it. It's not worth it for your 15 seconds of fame and probably for the good of your future. If you don't want to get sued by a really big corporation, probably just don't do that.
You're not going to get sued, but I mean,
you could. They probably won't, but if they wanted to, they could.
They could. Yeah, so just be careful, all right? Just maybe tell your friends, you know, or I guess just leak the information. Don't post any pictures or clips or... I just actually told you guys to leak it. Don't do anything, all right? I'm not a lawyer. This is not advice or anything like that. Just be safe. But I like it. From the core gameplay I saw, it looks like Warzone, which I guess is what they're intending to feel. Like, I saw the animation for them landing with, like, the... where they take the shootout and they, like, land and they... pull the shot again. So it looks like Warzone. And then I even saw someone get a kill. And then, like, the animation that popped up with the plus XP, that looked pretty good. So, I mean, that's what they're trying to do. They're pretty much just trying to make a carbon copy of Warzone on mobile, but it not be cross-platform. So I think from the gameplay I've seen, looks solid. But then again, it's a two-minute clip that's, like, 4P and can't make out half the details on the screen. So... I don't know. I'm not even a huge Warzone, like, connoisseur. I don't consume a lot of content. So you might have a better take on, like, the realism of the game.
Yeah, I think... So the alpha is only available on pretty much the highest-end devices. I think, like, iPhone 13 and then the Samsung S20 or whatever the most recent one is. So you know that what we're getting is, like, the highest possible specs that you can run it on. And with that being said, it doesn't look amazing. Once again, we're in the early alpha stages, so you can't put too much into it. But I did notice, I'm pretty sure there's no tag sprint unless they just don't have that as a setting enabled that yet. I know that's something that people wanted in Call of Duty Mobile. We have some guns that have the tag sprint animation, but it's not an actual tag sprint because it doesn't change your movement speed or anything. That could be something that changes in the future. Another really big thing that people have noticed is that for right now, it's FPP only, which personally I'm a big fan of. I think with the exception of...
get in there!
With the exception of Fortnite, TPP just doesn't make sense for any shooter because all it really does is promote camping and it minimizes your ability to increase the skill gap with game sense. So I think, especially given the fact that Warzone... is FPP only. I don't have an issue at all with Warzone Mobile being FPP only. And also the fact that it's 150 player lobbies. If you have FPP and TPP, those lobbies are going to get split hard. And the more lobbies are split, the more bots you're going to have to fill them up.
Yeah, I mean, I think it even goes to show, like, the FPP-TPP debate. Apex Mobile has encapsulated this perfectly of the TPP leaderboards right now are so much easier to grind than the FPP leaderboards. Like, you can put in, I'd say, like, half the effort to get to the Apex Predator rank on TPP than FPP. And it's just, like, people, I guess, like you said, Warzone is a first-person shooter. So making a third-person perspective for a typical first-person shooter doesn't really make sense. And even same thing for me, like, Apex Mobile, it just didn't make sense. Other than appeasing to some other mobile casuals or switching over to this game, they're not really accomplishing much. Like you said, they're going to split the lobbies of 150 players. People are going to gravitate towards first person anyways. So then you're just going to split the player base, maybe 50-50. You're going to have some people who prefer to watch this gameplay over this gameplay and, you know, play in this tournament and not this tournament. And so I pray that for once a mobile game just does FPP only, or however it's intended. If, you know, like you said, Fortnite was already a third person game with the building and it made sense, and there was no first person option on either platform. So I think I'm just like I said, I'm hoping just keep it FPP. But I also have this really like sick feeling that they're gonna have TPP when the game launches. Like, this is just bare bones. They haven't like got the camera movement down or some setting optimization. They haven't like fixed it, so they're not, it's not in the game yet. So that's why it's way too early to say that it's going to be first person only. But yeah, if the lobbies are 150 players, those bad boys are going to be chocked full of bots if they decide to do both FPP and TPP. So I'm, for everyone's sake, just all the players, just one perspective, and we'll call it a day. All right? Does that work? Yeah. Does that work for you, Bobby?
Oh, it works for me. I don't know if everybody in the comments is going to have the same response. But I mean, obviously, when you talk about also like 150 player, the more than likely the odds of us having an actual 150 player real lobby outside of a custom room, probably just not going to happen. I think that also leads to the question of optimization. So obviously you have that many real players in a map, probably going to require a lot of optimization to be able to run smoothly. But also the fact that the game is in alpha and it is already, I believe, 4.12 gigabytes. That is a massive game size. So you think about the fact COD Mobile has been around 3 years, and I think it's 10 gigs. That's with all the characters, all the gun skins, multiplayer mode, battle royale mode, undead siege mode. You have all of this accumulation that's happened over a really long time span. For the game to already be that big makes you think, probably not going to be a game that's optimized for lower end devices. And also the question, it's something that we've talked about before, is should games really try to focus on catering the lower end like PUBG and like Free Fire, or are we reaching a time in gaming and mobile gaming specifically where developers don't really need to focus on that as much anymore, especially if their primary goal is just making as much money as possible?
I mean, it just goes back, like, it's hard to answer that or talk about it because there's just two very distinct mobile player based groups, in my opinion. There's the people who can afford, you know, the luxury of having a high end device, you know, an iPad, a latest gen iPhone, a top class Samsung phone. And those people could play whatever game they want on whatever settings they want. They have never had to worry about optimization. You know, a new game comes out and those players are like, I'm looking forward to running it on my iPhone 13 Pro Max Ultra, 2 terabytes of storage. And then you have the other side where people genuinely have to question if their device can run the game at all. And it's hard to make a game that works for both, because COD Mobile is one of those games that just works on like most devices, right?
Yeah, I would say most. I don't think it's as optimized as obviously other options like PUBG and Free Fire, but okay. on the flip side of things, it's way more optimized than Apex Legends Mobile is, and from what we've seen so far, probably more than Warzone Mobile is. They've got a lot of time to work on it, but I would say it's kind of like it's right in the middle of the two different ends of the spectrum.
Okay. I mean, and if that's the case, then like maybe, I don't know who's producing this game, what like studio it is, but maybe they're thinking, okay, we already have the lower end COD Mobile the lower ish end COD Mobile that can be accessed by most people. Let's make a higher end, you know, AAA Apex Mobile style game where, you know, top end devices are only getting 60 FPS at launch. And if that's the case, then they'll have a more higher end clientele, which I guess per player they'll spend more money on. Like, you know, we've talked about the Free Fire versus COD Mobile player base and money statistic. And so maybe that's their logic with this. I really just would like the best, you know, like something in the middle, like you said, COD Mobile, something where not everyone can play it, but a good majority of lower end devices can play it, and the higher end devices can access, you know, better graphics, higher frame rate, so they can, you know, use all the hardware they have in their devices. So it's tough because it's such a wide spectrum for mobile, where I feel like console gaming, there's like, you know, one or two consoles you can play on. Yep. Like slightly old gen or like new gen, and then PC, same thing. Like if you're rocking an old graphics card, you know you're just gonna get bad performance. But mobile players are still like, they haven't been through a ton of releases, and so they're just kind of like, you know, I just feel bad. Like it's kind of a, it's just such a tough spot to be in.
And I think also like lower end games like Free Fire set an expectation that you can play a game on any device, and there's not really that. That doesn't exist in the PC and console world, like outside of like maybe browser games or whatever that you can play on like an old laptop or an old PC or anything. Like it's pretty generally accepted across the board. If you don't have $1,000 desktop, if you don't have a PS5 or an Xbox S or whatever the most recent one is, like it's pretty generally accepted your game's probably just not gonna run super well. So I think that is something that's probably going to take a little bit longer for mobile gaming to accept, just because one of the big draws of mobile gaming is that it makes gaming accessible for everybody. So the thought behind that is, well, everybody should be able to play every game, and that's just not going to be the case, like you said. So I am curious the route that they're going to go. The other thing about it not being optimized for lower end devices is that 150 player count. So the fewer people that you have playing your game, the more difficult it is. It's going to be to fill up lobbies. And what we've seen, even in Apex, it takes a while in rank to fill up 60-person lobbies across multiple regions. Like, you're not even guaranteed to match against people that are in your same region, and it's still taking a while to fill up bigger lobbies, or smaller lobbies, is what I meant to say. So you got to think, if they start adding things like ranked, skill-based matchmaking, alternative game modes in Warzone Mobile as well, that's going to be another thing that you really got to think about. Like, is it worth it having a 150-player lobby if in that 150-player lobby, you only have, like, 20 real people?
Yeah, it's, I don't know. There's the thing, mobile gaming is just, it's such a weird spot right now, because I feel like the mobile industry and scene was in such, like, a comfortable little bubble of, like, no new shooters. You had your few games you could choose from, PUBG, Free Fire, COD Mobile, Fortnite Mobile back in the past. And then now with all these new games coming out, like, people are, I don't want to say being tested, but like you said, mobile gaming has that sort of, just, it's like you said, I don't know the word for it, but people just know it's accessible. It has that accessibility to it. And if they can't play a game on their mobile phone, which they've been accustomed to for the last few years, then they're going to, you know, be upset. And I don't want to say rightfully so, but I understand where they're coming from. And so there's a lot of different aspects of, you know, optimization, you know, what devices can it run on, which can't they run on, bot lobbies or no bot lobbies. There's so many different ways Warzone Mobile could take this. And honestly, any new BR game that decides to come out, or any new mobile game that comes out and takes this route, there's a lot of different things that they can choose to do one way or the other, where typically, you know, on PC, they're like, okay, you're only real player lobbies. We have the ability to just do 150 player real player lobbies and not worry about it. But mobile, there's all of these like little choices they can make, which, as you've seen in Apex, a lot of people are pretty frustrated with some of the choices Apex has made of putting in 30 bots out of a 60 player lobby and throwing you in a Japan server with 250 ping just to get a faster queue time. And so it's these little choices that I think long term is what's going to set Warzone Mobile apart, or make it fall behind compared to what other games are out there right now.
Well, I think the other interesting thing about Warzone Mobile is I think it's the first AAA mobile shooter that is not developed by a Tencent studio. So every one of them has been developed by Lightspeed or Timmy or one of those different Tencent studios. And with this, Activision has acquired, I think, 4 or 5 different smaller mobile developers, and it put all of those mobile developers together to create something new. So that could create something amazing and unlike anything else we've seen before, because it's not made by the same studio like Apex is, like PUBG is, like Call of Duty Mobile is. Or it could be a complete disaster. Like, there's no real way of knowing, just because nobody's ever attempted something like this before. So I think there is a lot of potential for Warzone Mobile to do things that we've never seen other games do before, just because of that uniqueness that it has. But once again, We still got to wait and see, because right now the gameplay, I feel like if I was going to give the gameplay like a point of comparison, it looks kind of like Battlefield's betas and alphas to me. I think it is better than those, but I think like from gunplay and everything that I've seen so far, graphics, it does look a little bit similar to that. So hopefully we do see major improvements. Obviously, every game does see major improvements, but for that being the base level, the way the engine itself looks is not going to change super significantly. So we'll really have to wait and see on that one.
Yeah, and it's, I don't even know, 6 months before maybe we get a soft beta, maybe 9-12 months before a global launch, and people are already forming their opinions of the game. People are already, you know, getting all riled up because, oh, Warzone Mobile looks bad. We waited all this time for Warzone Mobile. It's like, guys, so much can change. I mean, you said that. There's a good point about the probably not much can be done to change the engine, or they're just trying to crank everything way down just to let it run smoothly and try not to have everyone's games crash. But it's so far away. This is leaked gameplay that we were not supposed to have seen this. Nobody in the world, other than those who had access to this beta, were supposed to have seen the gameplay. And so now it's out. Now people are, you know, forming their opinions, and they're getting a little bit, you know, argumentative about, oh, it's God Mobile's gonna be better, Warzone Mobile. It's like, we just wait and see, okay? Yeah. Once some form of soft launch, you know, major release happens, then you could form your opinions. Because I didn't even know about Apex Mobile until like 2 months before it came out, which I'm happy, because the game was like 2 years in beta or something crazy. And if I had my opinions 2 years ago and I was like, oh, this game looks crappy, I'm not playing it when it comes out, I might be in a different position now. So just wait. It'll all work itself out, you know, whatever they decide. Like you said, it's either going to probably really work or not work so well. And we'll just see what happens in the meantime. But I'm fascinated to at least see what routes they decide to take with this game.
Yep. I think, like you said, for the time being, like the best approach is to just try to stay as objective as possible, which is not something the mobile community is good at.
Ever.
Everybody's looking at it and they're like, this is going to break records. It's going to be the biggest mobile game in the world. Like, guys, we've literally not seen anything except for a 2-minute clip where a guy shot a bunch of bots and it didn't really look that good. Like, you can't jump to conclusions based on this. All you can really do is take a look at the things that we do know, hope for big improvements, and I mean, the thing is, like, the better the competition, the more other games have to step their game up. So I think at the end of the day, mobile gamers should want every game to develop and improve as much as they possibly can, because that's just going to force other games to improve, and that's the best thing for the consumer, which is us. So
win-win.
Yeah, I think that's going to wrap it up. Like we said, this is going to be a shorter episode of the Two Thumbs Up podcast, but we wanted to get one out for you guys this weekend. Let us know your thoughts on the game. If you've seen it, you could probably find it pretty easily if you wanted to. I'm not going to leak you anything, but if you type in Warzone
it's
Mobile
out there,
on
it's
YouTube,
out there.
It would probably show up pretty quickly. So.
Well, we have our Clips channel, all that stuff down below in the description. You know, we're always looking for guests to come on the show. If you guys have any content creators you want us to talk to, once again, let us know in the comment section below. But until then, hope you guys have a good one. Thanks for stopping by, and we will catch you guys in the next one.
Adios.